Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. O.J. Simpson could spend the rest of his life in prison. A jury convicted him late last night of kidnapping and armed robbery. He and a crew held up two sports memorabilia dealers a year ago in a Las Vegas hotel room. The verdict came down 13 years to the day since he was cleared of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman, in one of the most covered and melodramatic trials of the 20th century. NPR's Allison Keyes went out today to see what folks think of the latest Simpson verdict.
When O.J. Simpson was on trial for murder, you could hardly walk by a television set without seeing a close-up of his somber face and arm-waving arguments going on over whether or not a black man who was once America's sweetheart had brutally murdered his white wife and her friend. This time around, not so much.
I gotta confess, I didn't really follow this one like the last one.
John Hager's gray hair glinted in the sun as he stood on the street in Washington, D.C., calling Simpson an old story that should be forgotten. Hager was a little surprised, though, to hear that Simpson faces a possible life sentence for this particular crime.
I hate to say it, but in this town, people seem to do 6 months for armed robbery and they're out on the streets. So why is O.J. being made in a, life in prison is kind of harsh in that sense. It's almost, are they trying to get back at something else?
It's kind of messed up because it does seem like it's get back.
Lachelle Jenkins pursed her shiny pink lips in thought and said she hadn't watched this trial the way she had the first one, but...
I know it was like him and a couple of other men, so I don't know. I think life is too harsh for that. That's kind of crazy.
Dion Ford doesn't think this was a revenge verdict. He thinks Simpson blew the second chance he'd been given last trial.
I think he definitely deserved something.
So you think he was just stupid?
Very.
Why didn't this trial consume the country? University of Memphis criminologist Wayne Pitts thinks he knows why.
He's a caricature now that is not taken very seriously.
Pitts wrote a paper on the cultural significance of the original Simpson trial and was surprised that students surveyed didn't remember the case's significance.
What they remembered more were dancing Itos from Saturday Night Live. They remembered the bloody glove.
Pitts agrees with Washington, D.C. resident Thaddeus Robinson.
It's totally insignificant in the face of a total theft of the public treasury by the individuals associated with the Federal Reserve. Well, loot the country once, well, you loot it as many times as you'd like. That's what I think about the O.J. verdict.
And, oh yeah, there's that presidential election thing happening, too. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.